And now a brief trip to the Garden State.
Welcome to your New Jersey summer vacation, where there's a great destination in any direction, with every activity under the sun.
Activities like snorkeling, bicycling, organ smuggling, bribe-taking, money laundering, after the arrest last week of, I'm not kidding, 5 rabbis, 3 assemblymen, and 2 mayors. The state of New Jersey is back in the news, and not for its famous musicians or beaches. Corruption, as Jersey as saltwater taffy, makes Jerseyites everywhere cringe again. So if you're from a state that's notorious for something or is often used as a punchline, Louisiana, Taxachusetts, Illinois, I'm looking at you. Tell us your state's punchline and how you feel about it. We promise we won't mess with Texas. Much. Give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. Go to npr.org and click on Talk of the Nation. Full disclosure, I am from Englewood, New Jersey, first exit off the George Washington Bridge on Route 4. And another Jersey refugee, native, joins us now, Peter Sagal, the host of NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, joins us from Chicago. Nice to have you back on the program, Peter.
Peace, my New Jersey brother. How are you?
I'm good, Peter. What exit?
Oh, stop. I expect better from you. I'm from Berkeley Heights, New Jersey.
Where's that?
Well, no one has ever heard of it, oddly enough. It's like the Brigadoon of New Jersey. It doesn't seem to exist in most people's mental maps, but it's near Summit, if that helps.
Yes, I know Summit. It's sort of in
north central, middle out there. You go out to the mall, you take a left, basically, is where you find me, in the vast... farms where we were all raised, much as, I mean, not by farm, I mean like agricultural farm, but sort of person farm, like in The Matrix. That scene in The Matrix, they're all plugged into that thing, and that was like growing up for me.
North Central Jersey.
And pretty much.
You're now, live in Chicago.
I do.
And of course, there are no punchlines about Illinois.
No. We're all clean. Actually, there are, but there are better punchlines.
Really?
I mean, if you ask me, I mean, I am raising with intent and pride a family of Chicagoans. My 3 daughters will tell people, as they go off into the world someday, I'm from Chicago. And they will say that with just pride, a certain swagger, a way that things are done here. It's a tough city. It's a city that's serious. It's a city that means business. It's colorful. It has broad shoulders. It has flair, if corruption and maniacal governor.
Al Capone.
Exactly. But there's a certain panache to being from Chicago. Can we say that about New Jersey? I don't think so.
Look, there is a lot of... I used to hear described as first Jersey formal and then later Carteret, which is a sort of subsection. A Carteret formal is black shirt and white tie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, there you are. I mean, I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I think in many ways, and maybe you will disagree, but I'm sure you experienced this too, the best thing that ever happened for we New Jerseyites was The Sopranos, because that gave us something as opposed to a blank look of pity when we announced where we were from.
I would have said The Boss gave us something to rally around.
You think? I don't know if his utter coolness really refracted upon us. I mean, I don't remember anybody ever saying, I said, hey, I'm from New Jersey. They said, really? Like Springsteen? You lucky guy. Nobody ever said that to me.
Well, Berkeley Heights ain't Perth Amboy.
No, it's true. I part of the reason that there are so many New Jerseys, as you may know. The way a friend of mine put it many years ago, there's Bruce Springsteen, New Jersey, the working class cities, the shore, the guys with the cigarettes tucked up into their undershirt sleeves. And then there's John Bon Jovi, New Jersey, which is pretty much where I'm from.
There's also the big divide between, television markets. You're either from Philly, New Jersey, or New York, New Jersey.
Yeah, basically, New Jersey is like one of those nations in Africa that no longer exists because it got divided up by other larger nations. We're sort of the Biafra of New Jersey.
The Kurdistan of New Jersey?
Pretty much. Yeah, you know, we're a notional state. Pretty much you're the Philadelphia market. We're just between markets.
Now, let's get some callers in on the conversation. 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. Bob joins us on the line from Boston, New Jersey.
From Boonton.
Boonton. I'm sorry, I misread it.
Yes, and I'm surprised at both of you guys. The word is New Jersey in, not ites. Ites are rocks. So
we're New Jersey. We're not New Jersey ites. We're New Jersey ends.
We are New Jerseyans.
Yes.
It doesn't scan very well, Bob.
Oh, it scans beautifully. You've just been away too long. Both of you. I'm a faithful listener of both of you, and I'm just a little surprised and chagrined.
Right. Is there a better word? Can we go back and coin a neologism so we can say we're from New Jersey? We're garden staters. We're gardeners. That's another problem in New Jersey. Like, if you're from Ohio, You're a Buckeye, right? If you're from Indiana, you're a Hoosier. What are you if you're from New Jersey? You're an unindicted co-conspirator, at best.
Listeners, let's come up with we want emailers. Email challenge right now. Send us a better name for somebody from New Jersey. We demand one.
Hold on. He has a punchline.
New Jersey is only the strong survive.
Only the strong survive. All right, Bob. Thanks very much for the call. And we'll,
it's a Darwinian hellhole. Come visit.
Yeah, life is short, brutish. anyway, email us at talk@npr.org if you've got a better word to describe those of us who come from New Jersey. Here's an email from Carol. I live in Waterloo, Iowa. This came to me from a friend in Minnesota. What's the difference between Iowa and yogurt? Answer. Yogurt has an active culture.
Yeah, you know, I've been to Iowa, and I live in the Midwest now, and Iowa, sadly, is in at least rhetorically the New Jersey of the Midwest. People make Iowa jokes. I've been to Iowa. It's very nice. You have farms, you have rolling fields, you have pigs, you have a wide, you know, an easy supply of bacon. These are not things to be diminished, in my view.
I tend to go to Iowa every 4 years, and it's always January, so I don't think it's quite at its best.
I know. Well, you don't have the same vision. It's, well, you know, the snowdrifts are nice.
Rachel joins us on the line from Sioux Falls in South Dakota.
Yeah, actually, I'm calling from Canton, which is about 10 miles from Iowa.
Yeah.
So I live in a town of 3,000 now, but I am a naturally born Jersey tomato,
tomato.
Well, sure.
Yeah, go on. All right, go on.
Well, quite brown. Some I'd say a Jersey tomato because that's what, you know, that's what we were endearingly called growing up were Jersey tomatoes. Those girls that were nice girls.
Yeah, I know that. I'm thinking of her song. It's like, you say tomato. Oh, I say tomato.
Peter, let's call the whole thing off.
Exactly. Actually, in New Jersey, we say, get out of my face about it.
That's right.
All right, I'm sorry.
Well,
go on. She's a tomato. Go on.
Something pretty funny. I'm a substitute teaching today, and one of them said, oh, well, what would you know? You're from smelly New Jersey.
Smelly New Jersey.
And you had them killed in the traditional New Jersey fashion.
About
what?
The smell. And I told them, I think the reason most people think of New Jersey as this awful-smelling place is because our airport is right by the oranges, and as we say in New Jersey, orange.
Yep.
And it stinks in the oranges, but you get out of there and it's beautiful.
You get out of there and you're in Bayonne.
No, that's why we're called the Garden State. And when I tell people that when I was a teenager, I went to the Stone Pony, you better believe my age group knows all about Bruce Springsteen.
Were you one of those people who claimed to have seen Bruce Springsteen in like a 400-person club way back when?
Hello, we drove down the shore to see him.
There you go. Those 400-person clubs must have held 40,000 people, given the amount of people who claimed to have been there. But I believe you.
We did it. We drove down the shore to do it. And I just have to say, you know, it's the Garden State. And the funniest thing is living next to Iowa and living in South Dakota, when I try and tell them that our corn tastes as good or better than theirs, they have a real hard time with that.
All right. Rachel, thanks for the tomato.
Thank you.
I do want to say this about Bruce Springsteen. I do want to point out that at some time, I think it was back in the 80s when I was still living there, there was a movement in the state legislature to make Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run the state song. And then somebody realized
what
that
the
Born
lyrics
to Run,
were.
the Born to Run, if it's about anything, is about the need to get out of New Jersey as quickly as possible. So why not let's all flee this dismal pit, you know, would be, I think, an appropriately good choice. So that's so much for Springsteen, I think, as our icon.
Ed joins us on the line from Traverse City in Michigan.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm great.
I am originally from Rhode Island, and I've heard a couple good jokes about Rhode Island, like...
Can we repeat any of them?
Yes, my backyard is so big you can fit the entire state of Rhode Island in it. but in Rhode Island, we have a joke about New Jersey.
Yeah, of course you do.
And it goes, why is New Jersey called the Garden State? And it goes that because they couldn't fit petrochemical state on the license plate.
I see.
Yeah,
okay.
You
right.
See?
That's
Rhode Island known formerly as Little Rhodey. There's also the state nearby here, Delaware, the second smallest state that officially its name is Small Wonder, but its favorite slogan is always tax-free shopping. You got to love magic poetry like that.
Yes, Definitely. Well, hey, thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Ed. Let's go to some emails. This is from Elaine, Minnesota, land of 10,000 recovery programs. That's not bad. I'm from Cow, Hampshire, and proud of it. Of course, we are considered a suburb of Boston. From Aaron in New Hampshire. Julia writes, I grew up in Reno, Nevada, and eventually moved to the East Coast. When I tell people where I'm from, the most frequent response is, I had no idea people lived there. We're usually infamous for gambling and sex. Lately, we've become more infamous for the politics. Your show isn't helping.
Right. Well, can I ask something, though? Wouldn't it be great, Neil, as one New Jerseyan to another, to be known for gambling and sex? Wouldn't that be a better response than what we get saying, oh, New Jersey, I understand you have a lot of gambling and sex there.
There is Atlantic City.
That's why I look so tired. There is Atlantic City. I've been to Atlantic City, and I'm pretty sure about the gambling. I don't know if anyone's had sex there, and I don't know how long. It's a pretty sterile place.
Ira, responding to our email challenge for a better name for New Jerseyans, he says, New Jersey, not just for criminals.
That's true.
We're talking
also their victims.
We're talking with Peter Sagal, the host of NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, which I'm sure you're going to tune into now.
They're going to toin to it.
Toin to it, yeah.
Your true self is coming
up. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Here's an email from another response to the email challenge from Janine, who says, how about Guernseys?
Guernseys?
Guernseys.
You mean like Guernsey, New Jersey.
There's a breed of cow and a Guernsey. I think that's what she's working on. Let's go to Darren. Darren on the line from St. Louis.
Hey there. Yeah, I grew up in Kansas, and I was used to all the jokes about people asking me how Dorothy and Toto were, and also heard about being the driveway to Colorado. But the harshest thing I've heard recently was from the fine news magazine, The Onion.
Yeah,
where they referred to the Kansas Triangle, or the Kansas Rectangle. People go there, get lost, and never come out.
Really?
It's harsh. Yeah.
It is harsh. It is. Yeah. Kansas is, I'd heard it described as the world's largest natural airport.
that's the one.
Okay.
I just got to say, I've been to many of these places, but Kansas, Minnesota, Rhode Island, and it seems to me that they have an identity that at least you can work from if you're from there. Something, you know, if you're Kansas, well, are you a corn-fed, you know, pioneering farmer out there in the plains, or aren't you? There's something to work from. If you're from New Jersey, what do people think about us? Is there anything at all good, Neil? About being from New Jersey?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty good about being New Jersey. It's very close to New York.
That's exactly right. You know, I mean, I remember reading a profile of Stevie Van Zandt, little Steven, and going on to the coolest guy in New Jersey is Stevie Van Zandt. And then at the end of it says, and then he got in his car to leave because the coolest guy in New Jersey lives in Manhattan.
Darren, thanks very much for the phone call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's do Rick. Rick with us from Portland, Oregon.
Yes. Hello. Hi, Neil and Peter. Big fan of both of your shows. Thank you so much for taking my call. No, it's not a state, but it's a city. And it's my hometown, and it's Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, now Cleveland we're talking.
Cleveland, city of magic, yes.
To the pantheon of places of which we speak.
Exactly. And when I spoke to the call checker, I told him, I said, I have to make mention of the fact when the Cuyahoga River caught fire.
Yes.
Indeed. Memorialized in song by Randy Newman.
We heard about it for years, and I remember distinctly there was an underground, we used to call it back then, underground newspaper called the Burning River Oracle.
I didn't know that.
I remember that. And I also remember that Cleveland back then, I think it was in 70 or 71, we had the first city-sponsored rock concert. It was downtown. Mm-hmm. And another source of the ribbing that we got around that same period of when the river caught fire is when the mayor was announcing this concert. It was a beautiful summer day, and some fireworks went off around the stage, and one of the ashes or the embers landed on top of his head, and he started smoking off the top of his head while he was on stage. And this was the mayor of our beautiful city, right?
It wasn't Dennis Kucinich, was it?
No, no.
No, it was Mayor Ralph Perk.
Okay. All right.
But at any rate, I had to bring up the fact that being from Cleveland, I'm the president of the Portland Browns backers out here. I've been a Browns fan all my life. You know, of course, the Browns have been another source of ribbing for Clevelanders going back many, many moons. But I just wanted to kind of bring up the fact that Cleveland was and always will be my hometown, and I still love it.
And the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Thank you very much, Rick.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
Bye-bye. There's an email from Kevin in Jacksonville. I'm from West Virginia, currently live in Florida. Anytime I meet people, I feel obligated to tell them I am from Virginia to avoid the incest jokes and the question of whether or not we wear shoes there.
Flinty, independent hill folk.
Yes,
what is
indeed
the problem? I'd be proud to be from West Virginia.
And we have some more response to our email challenge on renaming people from New Jersey. Christopher suggests strip mall employees. how about calling
a number of ways?
Chad emails to say, how about calling people from New Jersey Southern New Yorkers? And this from Stacy says, the New Jerseyers are the Exeters.
Yeah.
That's not too bad. Here's one for you, Peter.
Yes.
This from Mark. Illinois, where governors make the license plates.
That's now, look, like I said, I seem to be moving in my life, New Jersey to Illinois, to just epicenters of corruption. Next, I'm moving to Somalia, just to continue.
Yeah, and become a pirate fan.
Exactly. You know, just to continue the level of political dysfunction.
Peter Sagal, thanks so much for your time today.
My pleasure, Neil. See you back in the Short Hills Mall.
Back at you. Peter Sagal is the host of NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. He joined us today from Chicago. You can hear him weekends on NPR's Wait, Wait. And tomorrow, Murray Hurwitz is back for our last installment of the summer movie series, at least the last one this summer. It's the best food movies. If you ever watched Lady and the Tramp and craved spaghetti, let us know. Email us, talk@npr.org. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. We'll be right back.